Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. It is 1:36. You can't help but be touched, you know, when you talk to Brian Fenster about his brother, who is a former Chicagoan, a journalist just doing his job, detained at the border there. And now, can you imagine weaponizing this pandemic that we have, using it to your advantage politically? I know in this country, politicians have used it. Maybe one could say it's been weaponized here, but not quite the same as they reportedly are doing there, according to a Time magazine story. After 2 o'clock, we'll talk with Senator, State Senator Linda Holmes about two great animal welfare bills that were just signed by Governor Pritzker. And later in the program, it is the M-word mandate. We're talking to a restaurateur. In fact, we can ask James Miller, Director of Operations, Four Star Restaurant Group, put you on the spot, ask you what you think about this. It's not what we planned to talk about, but it's coming, maybe. In New York City, restaurants will have to. You'll need proof of vaccine in order to go into the restaurant. Right now, there's the festival going on in Lakeview. I can't think of the name of it. I was just talking about it. I'm looking for my...
Market Days, I think.
Market Days. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I've only been going there because we live in that neighborhood. It's right near you, right?
Absolutely, just over on Broadway, over in...
It's on Halsted.
Can we still call it Boys Town, or is it...
Apparently not. It's North Halsted, I just learned today. The North Halsted neighborhood. But for many of the restaurants there, you must show proof of vaccine during Market Day. So I went to Market Days because we live right there, right? So my wife and I, we go in, they ask if we're vaccinated and to show proof. But you don't need to show proof to get in. They give you a sticker. We got a sticker. But by getting that sticker, you can go into certain restaurants and bars, and without it, you can't. It's coming, I think. There are businesses here and there spotted all over Chicago. One over there, one over there, one over there. Some restaurants, some not. Some are places that cut hair. All kinds of business, little hardware stores that say, yeah, can't come in unless you're vaccinated. So we'll talk with Alderman Hopkins later in the show, who says he wants to follow what New York is doing and use the M-word mandate that you're vaccinated to go inside lots of businesses, including restaurants. What do you think? You're a restaurateur.
You know, this is something we have to closely monitor. We've followed, you know, as far as our company goes, our industry goes, like we were probably, you know, industry-wise, we were hit the hardest out of all, out of all of this.
Well, you and I would say live theater also.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anybody in that kind of industry, entertainment, you know, everyone... where people gather, they thought that was an area of opportunity to control control COVID. And, you know, now going back to where it's starting to spike again, this makes us nervous. Like, we talk about it every week as far as our operations team and our owners, and listen to our staff and listen to everybody that's involved in trying to make an informed decision. And we're going to continue to follow, or as far as we go, what the CDC tells us and mandates us to do. You know, every week it could change. Last year it was a curveball every time you turned around. One week it was 25%, and then it was this. You know, for us, we want to make sure our guests and our staff stay safe, and we keep that safe environment so we can continue to, you know, hopefully push through this pandemic and put it in the rearview mirror.
Well, I would imagine for you it's a catch-22. Now, I don't know that you specifically are having a hard time finding employees, but overall the restaurant industry is. So on one hand, you're having... you meaning the restaurant industry, not your company, having a hard time getting employees, finding employees, keeping employees, and on the other, mandate those employees be vaccinated. That makes sense to me. That mandate would. What do you think?
You know, it makes sense if it makes everyone safe and it allows them to come in. If it allows people to continue to go out in a safe environment and feel comfortable, in the same way with our staff, we'll always put our staff safety there. You know, we listen to them. If they feel like it's getting too congested, we have always told them, like, we're not going to tell you that you can or cannot wear a mask. It's your choice. It's up to you. If you're, you know, when you feel uncomfortable, put a mask on. If you don't and you're vaccinated, take your mask off. But if it comes back down to it again, then we're going to follow the letter of the law so that we can get back to it. Like, this is about making sure people have a way to make money. You know, provide for their families, pay their rent. Like, we looked at it last year during the pandemic, was every day, how can we keep as many people employed as we possibly can? And now we're looking at that again. We're going to be going back into the winter month, you know, we're going into the fall or winter, and we see these spikes. Like, it gets nervous.
Well, but we have one thing that we didn't have a year ago, and that's the vaccine. So now masks are fine, and they certainly offer some protection. And then we'll talk about restaurants and not medical stuff, because you're not a doctor. But the restaurant industry is in the middle of all of this, right? So it seems to me that masks offer some protection, but the ultimate protection comes from a vaccination. We know that. It's not my opinion.
Absolutely. I mean, we're finding and listening, and if you're talking to people just in the general public, that, you know, people are coming back that even are vaccinated that are testing positive, but it's limiting how it's affecting them.
Right. They're not going to get as sick.
It's coming back more.
Or sick at all.
Yeah, it's coming back not sick at all, or they're coming back with cold-like symptoms. So now are we just making this a little bit softer and a little more? But it's scary. We don't know. We won't know for years, probably.
Well, I think that there are things that they do know, and they tell us what they do know, and they're still learning all the time, because this variant is like a different COVID, if you will. But enough of that. Let's talk about the restaurants. So the restaurants in Chicago, oh my gosh, this is like this pent-up demand, I think. And now you see lines around the block for every restaurant, or at least a lot of them, which I'm very glad to see. You are with the 4-Star Restaurant Group, and among the restaurants is Smoke Daddy, right on top of Wrigley Field. On top of Wrigley Field, you must be having a field day with the Cubs Sox in town.
It's been an amazing weekend. I mean, I wish I could say there was a Cubs W somewhere in there. We're dying to play. We're
yeah,
dying to
that.
Play Go Cubs Go. Like, we have it teed up, and we thought we had it the other day. I'm like, come on, just like, let's play. But, you know, it lets the city of Chicago come have some fun. Like, the city, like, White Sox fans are having fun up there. Cubs fans are having fun. They're, like you said, there's lines out the door, and there was, and people are excited, and they're like, can I go stand by the bar and have a beer? I'm like, I want you to have a beer by the bar. I want you to come in, forget about everything that's going on, and then just enjoy a day at the ballpark. And you see families up there. You see, you know, people coming in from out of town, people saying it's their first time to go to Wrigley Field, and like the excitement that they have, like, it's special. Even, you know, driving down here to the studio, you know, we're downtown, but making the drive from leaving Wrigley down here, every restaurant you see, there's just life everywhere right now. I mean, it's great.
Isn't that great? Yeah, I love that. As long as we can stay healthy in the process of it, I love that to be the case.
Barbecue keeps you safe, I can promise you that.
Well, I want to talk about the barbecue. So Smoke Daddy, I mean, this is a barbecue town. It's not Kansas City, but we are a barbecue town. So what makes Smoke Daddy barbecue special?
You know, it's that traditional, straightforward barbecue, but we're smoking fresh every day, you know. Everyone in Chicago seems to really love brisket. It's like their number one go-to. You know, I always thought, like, whenever I thought barbecue growing up, and I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, like, when someone said barbecue to me, I thought pulled pork was, like, fancy. And now I go there, and I'm like, all right, well, I can do, like, a daddy-o sandwich, and I got brisket on there, and I got melted cheese and onion rings, and, like, that's a real sandwich. But then you're, like, the traditionalists who just want to try ribs, and you're, like, you can go anywhere from having, you know, rib tips to spare ribs to babies, and you can do that whole thing. And then if you want to do the pulled meat side of things, we have it all. But it's all about how you're doing it, how you're smoking it, how you're taking care of it, it's an art form, and I can't even begin to say that I understand it. That's why I have very talented people in my kitchens.
Uh-huh.
That you know, watch the smokers and monitor them and keep track of everything. Like, it's a fun, it's a whole nother science. Like, anyone, I feel like you could grill some chicken or throw a burger on the grill. But if you want to really make good barbecue, like, you got to study up.
Your most hashtagged item, I did my homework, not your ribs. It's something else.
I bet you found the nachos. Did you find?
No, no. I saw the nachos there. They're there. But no, it was a drink. That's a hint. It has a rib in the drink.
You're going straight Bloody Marys.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't go to Smoke Daddy. I mean, we make our own, we bottle our own Bloody Mary mix, and we actually kicked it up a notch 2 years ago and added a habanero Bloody Mary mix. It's got a little bit more of a kick to it, but those signature Bloody Marys are available at all of our restaurants. Like, and it's got that Wisconsin side of feel to it, where it gets a little high. When demand is available, a little Miller High Life 7-ounce on the side, because I like to tell it, it's, you get a Bloody Mary, then that kind of fixes whatever trouble you got into the night before. And then that, everyone's like, what do I do with that beer? I was like, well, that's to, you know, that's to get you started for today. Like the Bloody Mary fixes it, the beer gets you going, and now you're ready to move on to, you know, if you're at Wrigley, you're going to get an Old Style.
Of course, the beer is the Wisconsin part, probably. Now, there are two locations, actually, for the restaurant, right?
Absolutely. You have the original Smoke Daddy. Like, this is, it's been there for 25 years. It's in Wicker Park. You know, it's that blues and barbecue, and it's just that small little neighborhood spot that you just, you fall in love with, and you're going to go back to. And then, you know, when...
So when you began, I want to stop you there. When you began this location 25 years ago, there were other restaurants on the street, but a handful. You know, now it's become this Restaurant Row.
Yeah, and we added to that last year.
Really?
We opened up the Perch Kitchen and Tap.
Oh, right. Okay, let's stop it there.
Oh, I teased you a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, he knows radio. I do want to talk about the Perch Kitchen and Tap and dogs, all in the same sentence, and we'll do that next. James Miller, Director of Operations, Four Star Restaurant Group, 147 on WGN. I do this with people like John Williams and Anna DeVlantis on WGN when I'm on their shows. We talk off the air, and those shows are better. I mean, what we talk about off the air, maybe better than what goes on the air, and that's what's happening now. James Miller, Director of Operations at the Four Star Restaurant Group. Let's share what we're talking about in general, and that is the other restaurants around Wrigley Field. I mean, there are a lot of them there, and I will tell you, it's a great place to go during a game, which is what you talked about. In fact, your restaurant and some of the others right inside, it's the Hotel Mordecai, I think, right across the street.
Yeah, we got Mordecai, Big Star, Swift and Sons. You know, what we were talking about off the air is you were saying, like, I'd like to just come up there and not go to a game, just be there. And that's what a lot of people do. You saw it this time for the Crosstown Classic. Like, they're coming to the restaurant, but we have a unique touch. And the Cubs allowed this, and this was something that they promoted to all the restaurants in the hotel was, we get the live feed. There's no delay. There's no, you know, you don't hear the crowd in Wrigley Field and then wonder what's happening because the pitcher's still in his windup on the TV.
Yes.
it's the crack of the bat. We have, all of us have the capabilities to have the live feed, live announcements. So, like, you know, if one of the managers decides to go off a little bit on air, then you're going to get to hear it. You're going to get the uncensored Cubs games at Smoke Daddy.
Yeah, that in of itself is very cool. I mean, I've had the experience many, many times. You know, you're one of the bars around Wrigley. And yeah, as you said, the pitcher's in a windup and you're hearing, yay! And the pitcher's just winding up and pitching, you know, is what are they cheering about? You know, there's a, it's like this radio show and this radio station. There's a 7 or something second delay.
It's long enough of a delay where you can, like, mess with your friends that aren't there, that are Cubs fans. You're like, you could see a home run and be like, I bet your Rizzo hits a 3-2 home run, you know.
Not anymore.
And you, like, text him, and he's like, no way, he's going to strike out. I'm like, I bet you. And there, if you see it, you can have some fun. It's fun messing around with guests like that, too.
You're so,
like,
there's a bar right near you. It's called Rizzo's. What's going to happen with that? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's not affiliated with Rizzo at all. Like,
really?
And everyone gets that. There's an acronym.
So are they changing the name, formerly called Rizzo's or something?
I don't know. You know, Rizzo's a staple. He's going to be a legend in Chicago. Like, I would keep the name. I wouldn't mess with it. Like, he's going to have his number retired. This guy won us a World Series. Like,
yeah.
I don't have a Rizzo jersey. I invested in a David Ross jersey. He's still here for us.
Yes, he is. In fact, later in the program, you'll be happy to know, we're going to be talking about the Field of Dreams game, and we'll have someone on from Iowa talking about that. I think of that because Rizzo is going to be maybe in the game. It turns out he tested positive for
COVID.
I
don't know if he'll be in the game now. Yeah. I think he's in protocol.
Exactly.
I think he's second-guessing that vaccination policy that he came up with, that he was thinking about.
Probably. All right. So we were, when we last left during the commercial break, or right before it, we were talking about the Perch Kitchen and Tap. I love this place for a variety of reasons, but for one is the menu. And I'm not talking about the menu for me or you. I'm talking about the menu you have for dogs. That is so cool.
Absolutely. You know, all of our restaurants, we talk about being involved in, you know, some people just want to be late night bars and this and that. We want to be involved in our neighborhoods. And that's, you know, all of our restaurants are very heavily kid friendly, but you also have to take care of, like, the fur babies, right? So
I love that. Yes.
You know, everyone down there, there's a dog presence. So we decided to come up with a little dog menu, you know. Everyone's like, oh, you just give them most places, if they are dog friendly, you get a bowl of water and maybe a dog biscuit. Well, we stepped it up a notch.
A notch, much more. I love it.
You know, dogs should brunch too and get the scruffy scramble. You know, it's a little bit of scrambled eggs, broccoli, you know, just nice little straightforward. And if you want to add some chicken to it or some protein because your dog's carb loading, then do that. And you can do that. You could do we got a puppy power bowl, homemade biscuits. And if it's a hot day, we got pupsicles.
Which I love. So Roz Varon from Channel 7 and I did a TV segment from there, as you know. And her Whippets loved the pupsicles. But I think what people love more than anything else is the attention you pay to their fur babies.
Their fur babies. We found a long time ago, parents, whatever they are, if our servers, and we talk to them about this, if you can take care of the kids or the dog or anything like that, mom and dad just want some quiet time or not to be bugged, and then they're most likely going to have another glass of wine or an extra cocktail because they're just relaxed a little bit. And that's the environment that we want.
Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I should say happy anniversary. Isn't it 1 year?
We made it.
Well, actually, let me stop you, because for restaurants to make it 1 year, most don't. Most do not live long enough.
Statistically, they do not.
I know. So congratulations on that. And you're having a big celebration at The Perch Kitchen and Tap.
Yeah, next Tuesday night, we're turning one, and first birthdays are big. And, you know, people thought we were, you know, probably thought we were crazy to open a restaurant during the middle of the pandemic, but we had a plan. We saw an opportunity there, you know, on Division to add, you know, a family-friendly restaurant, you know, partner with Finch Brewery to bring them in to, you know, brew beer on site, you know, and add something special that's not just a bar. It's an experience. It's a place you feel comfortable going back to, you know, two or three times, hopefully, a week.
And the food is more than it's rotisserie. Is that the proper terminology?
Wood burning rotisserie. So. Yeah. It's all about grill. It's about, you know, grilled vegetables, rotisserie chicken, great steaks.
Oh, you have a grilled cauliflower. I believe it's on steroids. I mean, it's so big.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an entree. You know, I think I got my wife to order it, and she's like, I would never order just a cauliflower steak. But now she's like, I think I might get that next time when I go.
My wife said the same thing, actually. Yeah.
So it's just enlightening people a little bit and showing them different preparations of how you can, you know, enhance something like a cauliflower and, you know, get people hooked.
So tell me about the celebration.
You know, it's going to be, you've got 40, it's going to be a $40 per person event. We're halfway to our goal of 250 people. I think I didn't check it since Friday, so we might be closer.
We'll fill it up now.
But we got a pig roast going. We got included in that is all you can drink beers. We're going to have the brewer there. You know, he's going to be talking about how the special, like what he's doing with different beers and how he's affecting it with different ingredients.
And those beers are great. I mean, they really are. And they're creative in the way in which it's done. I had a sour there that was like, really? This was just made today? I mean, it's just amazing.
It's fun. And like, that's something that eventually, you know, I'd like to spend some time and really dive into that. But that's what we partner with them for. That's why Finch is there. Like they're bringing that over. They're trying to build their brand and get back out there and really go at it in Chicago. And they're hungry for that side, and we're hungry for the food. So it just made a natural partnership. And the neighborhood seems to love it.
Where's the Perch Kitchen and Tap at?
It is just down the street from Smoke Daddy Barbecue. So 1804 West Division is Smoke Daddy. We are just a block and a half west.
Okay, on Division.
On Division.
Where all those restaurants are.
You can't miss it. It's that white, you see a white outside, glowing green lights, bright colored umbrellas. It's like, and the beer garden on the side. If you're looking for that special kind of place to get, not just on a sidewalk cafe, we have a covered beer garden on the side, and there's actually an in-house artist who is our landlord, and there's sculptures in there, lots of greenery. You want to just hang out.
You do. I have. James Miller, Director of Operations, Four Star Restaurant Group. Thank you very much for coming by in studio. You have a restaurant just down the street you were checking out, right?
Yeah, I'm going to head down to Remington's after this. It's okay. Right across from the Bean, and I'll probably have a little cocktail at the end of the day.
Okay, at the end of the day, it's only almost 2 o'clock. Thank you, James.
Restaurant people get up early.
That's true. Thank you, James.
Thank you.